Burkow shouted from down near the gate. Pete, I got a name from the DMV. The bike's registered to a Joseph Pavlos. Lives up in those McMansions on the hilltop. Massey put a hand to his chin. Oh, man. You know the victim? Yeah, he's one of our senior developers. What happened? Seebeck gestured with his pen. He hit this cable with his neck. Do you know if he rode down here regularly? I don't, but his development team might. Pietro returned with a Mexican man in his 40s dressed in a green jumpsuit. The guy looked like he'd had a tough life, and that he expected it to get a lot tougher any second. Ron? Pav was the one killed? Massey nodded and produced a cell phone. Damn this canyon, can't get a signal. Pietro produced his phone for a bar count contest. What service do you use? I have two bars. Seebeck butted in. You are? Pietro turned back to him. This is Jaime. What's your full name, Jaime?
Jaime Alvarez Jimenez, senor.
Can I see some identification, Mr. Jimenez?
What's going on?
There's been a fatality. Can I have that ID, please?
Jaime looked at Pietro and Massey, then dug into his pocket for his wallet. He found his driver's license and held it out to Seebeck. Its leading edge quivered noticeably. A slight smile creased Seebeck's face.
Jaime, did you kill this guy?
No, sir.
Then relax.
He took the ID and examined it. Jaime pointed at the steel box.
I close a ticket on this winch today. I just turn a key like it says on the work order.
Where's the work order?
On the pocket PC in my truck.
Do you have the key to this winch housing?
Jaime nodded and produced a barcode labeled keychain with three keys.
You activated this winch today? What time?
About 9:30. I can tell you exactly from the work order.
Seebeck motioned for the keys, then used them to unlock the housing. He flipped it open with the tip of his pen. Inside, there was an electric winch with another keyhole in its face.
What's the third key for?
Manual override for the front gate.
So you turned the key, the winch activated and pulled the cable,
Seebeck leaned over,
out of the ground.
No, senor, no cable, just the winch motor.
The others rolled their eyes in unison.
Jaime, if you were sent by your company to do this, then you don't have much to worry about. What's the purpose of this winch anyway?
Jaime shrugged.
I now run it before.
Can you get me that work order?
Yes, sir.
Jaime walked toward his truck. Pietro was looking down the length of the cable.
What exactly happened, Detective Seebeck?
Someone built this winch and the housing, then buried a steel cable in the soil. Running the winch stretched the cable across the dirt road at neck level.
The two Cyberstorm representatives looked confused. Pietro put a hand to his chin.
Are you sure that it's not a chain across the road?
Why bury it? Why do it at all when you have a steel gate at the entrance?
Pietro was at a loss. Jaime returned and pushed his pocket PC into Seebeck's face. He shadowed the screen with his calloused hand and pointed to the work order displayed there.
See, he says, run the antenna lifting winch until it stops.
Seebeck took the handheld computer and with Mance studied the data fields on screen.
Nathan, we're going to need a search warrant for the property management firm. Put their office under surveillance until we get a team over there. Also, get me a case number and get me Burkow's notes. I'm taking over the investigation. Everything goes through me from this point forward.
He looked up at Jaime.
Jaime, we're going to want to chat with you at the sheriff's station.
Senor, I didn't do anything.
I know, Jaime. That's why you want to cooperate while we arrange a search warrant for your employer.
Pietro interposed himself.
Detective Seebeck.
Counselor, this cable assembly was maintained by your property management firm, which would indicate they had prior knowledge of it. Would you prefer to make Cyberstorm the responsible party, or does Cyberstorm want to cooperate with my investigation?
Pietro pursed his lips, then turned to Jaime. Jaime, don't worry, go with them. Do everything they say, tell them everything you know.
I don't know anything, Señor Pietro.
I know that, Jaime, but I think it best that you do what Detective Seebeck says.
I am a U.S. citizen. Am I under arrest?
Seebeck looked to Mance. Mance stepped in.
No, Jaime, we're just gonna talk. You can leave the pickup truck here. We'll take care of that.
Mance motioned for Jaime to move toward the patrol cars and started escorting him away. Pietro nodded to Massey.
Detective Seebeck, we'll contact your office for a copy of the police report. You know where to reach me.
Both men climbed back into the Range Rover and sped off to find a better wireless signal. Seebeck looked along the length of cable.
Would someone really have built this just to kill a person?
He could think of easier ways to kill someone. He clamped back a smile. This wasn't a murder-suicide or a botched drug deal. It might actually be a premeditated killing. Was it wrong to hope so?
Accident or murder, the victim was dead. Nothing would change that. So what was wrong with hoping it was murder?
Pondering this, Seebeck turned and walked back to the front gate.